Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Joel, the second chapter. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will make you no more a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. With these words, we are called out of our ordinary routines to remember that we are mortal. We were first raised from the dust in Adam by the breath of God. Bitten and devoured by the wicked serpent, we return to the dust. It is harder to call us out of our routines from so great a distance. We don't have the benefit of ashes today. But Lord, have mercy, he has far weightier ways to remind us that we are dust and we return to the dust. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. See here that it is the Lord who always begins repentance. Just as he sought out Adam and Eve in the garden at first, he hews us by the words of the prophets. He calls to us, return to the Lord your God. And so today we take up our yearly public fast again. Between the vestibule and the altar, at least the ministers still gather to cry, spare your people, O Lord. And God grant it soon others will join us. We will move, will we move the Lord to pity us by such groaning? If he's displeased at our sins, will he be pleased to see our misery? Will we be able, if we fast hard enough, if we give enough alms, if we pray with sweat like drops of blood, to stave off the wages of sin, to raise the dead? Will we earn the Lord's forgiveness? Certainly not. That has never been our teaching about Lent. Rather, we dare to say just what Joel says, return because he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Honestly, God seems like the last person that a sinner should seek or that we should turn to in the time of disaster. Isn't it his anger that slays us? Isn't it his commandments that we have ignored? Isn't it his breath that returns us to the dust. Yes, fear him, for only he is able to throw both body and soul into hell. But thou hast mercy upon all, O Lord, and thou hatest nothing which thou hast made. Thou overlookest the sins of men for the sake of repentance. Thou sparest all because thou art our Lord, our God. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. These words of prayer are from the Psalms and from the Wisdom of Solomon. They are the propers for the divine service for Ash Wednesday. I hope that many listening will have the chance to hear them sung in their own churches today. They announce that the character of our God is mercy, steadfast love, compassion. He overlooks the sins of men for the sake of turning us back to himself. He spares us, not because of the groveling or deeds done by us in righteousness, but because he has made himself our Lord, our God. He does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he turn from his evil way and live. Who knows if God will turn and relent? Well, dear Christians, you know. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ sent his Son to be the wrath bearer. And God, who freely gave Christ for us all, how will he not also with him graciously then give us all things? To this God, and before those who bring his word, we will confess. O, remember not against us former iniquities, Lord, but let thy tender mercies speedily go before us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Yes, and amen to this. Not for all of our sorrow, our fasting, our contrition, our repentance, or our misery would the Lord help us at all, but for the glory of his name, he certainly will. His defining desire is to deliver you, to save you, to purge away your sins, to forgive and to rescue and to have mercy on you. Therefore, behold the Christ who has become dust like you. Behold, he has fed himself into that dust-devouring serpent in your place to crush his head forever. And behold, he is able to raise you up again from the dust and from the ash heap with his breath of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.